Today from the Ohio Newsroom, what it takes to pass a school levy. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. 167 school districts had levies on the ballot this year. In one, there was a sense of deja vu. Bowling Green City School District has been trying to get a new high school building for years. They put a levy to fund the construction on the ballot in 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2022. Four times. Each time, voters in Northwest Ohio rejected it. This November, the district tried once again. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
The lockers of Bowling Green High School gleam with the same polished look as the shiny floors. But look below the surface. Behind the walls decorated with flyers for the next school play, there are some major problems.
If you look, see all the rust on the door frame. You know, it's just deteriorating.
Superintendent Ted Hazelman says the bones of this building are in disrepair. The steam pipes leak and water damage looms over the classrooms constantly.
You know, there'll be an entire classroom. A teacher will walk in the morning and the entire ceiling would be on the floor because the steam pipes leaked.
Issues like inconsistent heating and cooling may sound like a minor inconvenience, but it affects students' ability to focus. And how many families choose to send their kids here? That's according to Principal Dan Black.
We've walked around when it's 90-some degrees through the halls, and I'm trying to convince these families, good families, to come send their kids here. And more times than none, I never hear from that family again.
These structural issues are expensive, an estimated $47 million repair. The district decided a new building would be the best path forward. And while the state was willing to put up 17% of the costs, the rest would have to come from the community.
That is an uphill climb in the best of times, because you're asking people to vote to pay more taxes.
That's Jerry Rampelt, the founder of Support Ohio Schools Research and Education Foundation. He says inflation has tightened household budgets, but it did the same for school districts. When property values increase in Ohio, the dollars going to schools don't increase with them. So districts have to go to the ballot again and again. Around a fourth of Ohio's school districts placed a levy on the ballot this year. And while levy renewals had a high success rate, levies for capital improvements only passed around a third of the time.
You know, it can be a small number of votes, and it can be an issue that is very local. It is difficult many times for these places to push it over the goal line, so to speak.
That was the case in Bowling Green for four elections. But this year, they got organized. They raised $60,000. They made videos with local celebrities, and they mobilized parents like Rachel Phipps.
Just hard to ignore and stay on the sidelines any longer.
Her two young kids attend private school, partly because the district's elementary schools are also falling apart. But soon enough, her kids will be at Bowling Green High School.
You want a place, the place you can be proud of, a place you want to go to, right? And so I would hope that for every single student in our school system, and I think that a new high school will really help deliver that.
The district overwhelmingly won its levy initiative this year. The new building will be complete in 2027. But Phipps and her fellow organizers can't rest until then. Next year, there's another levy on the ballot for the district to keep up with operating costs.
After Election Day, we're back at it. The elementary schools need some love and are just ready for our marching orders.
Now that they've learned what it takes, Phipps hopes the next one won't be on the ballot five times to get approved. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Bowling Green.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.